We're up to Shin Meir, you're our place keeper. Okay. Shin Mem Vav. Okay, Shin Mem Vav. Ayin Reish. It's on page Ayin Reish, which is a funny page number. It's really, Reish Ayin. Right? Halacha Shin Mem Vav. We are up to Halacha Shin Mem Vav. Shin Mem Vav, which is on page Ayin Reish. Ayin Reish is really, Reish Ayin. Ra. You don't want to say Ra, so they change the page number Ayin Reish. It's like it comes before, the page before is page Reish Samach Tes, and the page after is Reish Ayin Aleph. So this really is page Reish Ayin, but we don't want to say Reish Ayin, so it's Ayin Reish. Halacha Shin Mem Vav. I apologize to you in advance. I did not prepare very much for this today. I got distracted when I normally prepare this, so we'll do the best that we can. Shin Mem Vav Ksiv Kein Yoivdu Chol Oivech Hashem V'Oivav Kitzes Hashemesh B'Gvirosai V'Oihavecho Hoyetzor Chlemer. Okay, Kedarko Shol Sefer Chasidim is making deep in the pasuk. It says that so shall all the enemies, they shall be destroyed. But V'Oihavav, now he's contrasting the word Oivecho versus the word Oihavav. There is a grammatical inconsistency. If you want to say regarding the enemies, O Yivecha, your enemies, then it should say, to be consistent, O Havecha, your beloved, the ones that love you. If you want to say, O Havav, those who love Hashem, and speak about Hashem in third person, then you should say, the Oivav, those that do not like Hashem, all of Hashem's enemies. So why is there in this pasuk, it's a very famous pasuk, we say this pretty often, Kain Yoivdu Chol Oyevecha, Hashem, your enemies, the Oyhava, but those who love Hashem, we don't say those who love you. Why is there this grammatical inconsistency? They should be like the sun when it comes out in its full power. The Oyhavecha Hoyetzar Chloimar. Oy, or Kain Yoivdu Chol Oyve Hashem, or the other way around. Instead of saying Oyevecha, it should say Oyve Hashem, the Oyhavav. The answer is Loidibor Ella Kineged David. So the answer is, the reason why there is a grammatical inconsistency is because we want to make the gematria come out Ki David beGematria Oy Havav. Because we're not referring over here to every person that loves Hashem. We're referring specifically to David, who has the same gematria as Oy Havav. And it's Begematria, Kidav David Begematria Oy Ha Vav. Okay, you want to do the math over here?
Yeah, that's right. Without the Vav.
Without the Vav. But David with a Vav.
Right.
Now David with a Vav in Tanakh, how is David spelled? David is spelled 99% of the time
without a Yud.
David is spelled 99% of the time without a Yud. However, I think there is a place where David is spelled with the Yud. So over here, he's made the Gematria with the Yud, which is very, very interesting. And, you know, that opens up a whole world of comment, like Aroin. How do you spell Aharoin? They have a Vuv, nowhere. Not nowhere. Daniel. How do you spell Daniel? There are a couple of names that appear throughout the entire Tanakh one way. And one place, usually in Divrei Hayamim, it appears it's spelled a little bit differently.
Yerushalayim.
The whole Tanakh, it's spelled without a Yud.
Yaakov would have
the only place that Yerushalayim is spelled with a Yud is where? Megillas Esther. It's the only place in Tanakh. You have to go through all these, all the different names.
Yaakov
is five times, Yaakov has a vav, five times. Rashi tells us that. Rashi and Chumash tells us, because he took away from Eliyahu is spelled five times without a vav. So Rashi tells us that Yaakov Avinu took the vav from Eliyahu as a mashkoin to make sure that he brings the geula. Okay, so this over here, when you have a something like this over here that's making a whole gematria and is taking the word David with a yud in order that it should work out, oh havav, and likewise begematria Yehuda. David, by the way, came from Shevet Yehuda, Shabbat Shevet Yehuda, as he says, Uchsev v'chison, his throne, the throne of David, kashemesh negdi. What is giving me the license to say the oh havav, kitzes hashemesh bigvurasai? Because there's another pasuk in Tehillim that says that David's throne will be v'chiso, his throne will be kashemesh is kenegdi. Uchsiv, it says uchor boker yizrach shemesh, the light of the boker, uchor boker yizrach shemesh, like the light of the boker will his sun, will his shemesh shine. The ohavav bimilui shloishim v'shisha. Now, when you spell oyhavav bimilui, you get 36. Now, how do you get 36 when you spell ohavav bimiluo? Okay, let's see on the side over here how you get that gematria. You take a word. Sometimes you aleph. What? You want any? The number of letters. That's what it means over here. Rotzlem b'Avrachi is over here on the side over here. B'gematria Rotzlem and Avyoz Hill on the side over here. The Oyavav, wait, what's the gematria of Oyavav?
Oyavav is
30.
Plus
the six letters. Okay. The Oyavav b'milu'a shloishim v'shishom. The Oyavav chaserim b'gematria shloishim. Just the word itself is 30. Shloishim tzadikim ki Avraham Avinu, 30 tzadikim, 30 tzadikim, the famous Chazal said the world only exists in the zuchus of there 30 tzadikim. Oh, so there are different Mamari Chazal. We once learned this in Tehillim. There is a whole collection of Mamari Chazal and what zuchus does the world stand. One says most of us are familiar with 36. But there's another Chazal that says 30. And there's another one that says another number. I don't remember all the numbers. There are different conflicting Mamari Chazal that tell us the number of tzaddikim which Hashem relies upon to keep this world in existence. And these tzaddikim, it's not a contradiction. There are different elements.
Oyavav is gematria 36. With the yud.
Okay, I can't do this in my head on the moment.
First 24, with the vav is 30.
So Oavav is 24, but with the vav
is 30.
Yeah. So we're playing around here. We're taking over here the word Oyavav, we're playing with the letter vav, we're playing without the letter vav, we're taking the letters 30, it's 30 with the vav plus the six letters, 36. Okay, let's put this all aside. This is unfortunate. I can't deal with this, okay? This is not my thing. And there are different gematrias. If it's halacha l'moshe mitzvah, you just can't make up your own gematrias. These, obviously, Sefer Chassidim over here, he's dealing over here with things that have the Messiah, and he's telling us over here different concepts. These are very mystical concepts. And there is a chazal that tells us that the world exists in the merit of 30 righteous people. That is not a contradiction to what it says, 36. There's other numbers. There are different numbers. I don't remember the numbers. A whole collection of numbers. In whose merit does the world exist? And the explanation is HaKadosh Baruch Hu al shloisha devarim ha'olam oimed al ha'Torah, al ha'Avoda, v'al gemilas chasadim. One number represents Hashem wants there to be 30 tzaddikim that are involved, let's say, make believe in gemilas chasadim. And the other number represents people that are oisek kuloi b'Torah. And the other number represents people that are Isaac and Avoida. There are different elements which the world stands on. You have a foundation, and different pillars. The bridge fell down. The ship knocked into the bridge. The bridge fell down. The bridge only hit one supporting column. Okay? And that took down the whole bridge. Why then was there another supporting column? Okay? You have to start the architecture. But generally, when you have a structure. There are different elements in the structure which keep the structure up. There are different critical points upon which the structure supports itself. Likewise, Hashem created a world. And the Chazal tell us, the Mishnah Perkei Avos, al shloisha devarim ha'olam oimed, al ha'Torah, al ha'voida, v'al gemilas chasadim. That means there are people that need to occupy themselves in these three things. How many people need to occupy themselves? So it depends. For Torah, you need X number of people. Avoida, X number of people. Gemilas chasadim. And indeed, there are different Memori Chazal that tell us how many people HaKadosh Baruch Hu relies on to keep the world going. One place it says 30, one place it says 36, one place it says another number. And all of these things have to come together to understand that this world has different points that are important to keep the structure going. Here he's just quoting from one Maimer Chazal that says, Shloisha tzadikim ki Avraham avinu, uchsev, zera Avram oyhavi, lamidvav tzadikim. Ke'avram Avinu. Over here is another post that talks about 36 tzaddikim. Ke'avram Avinu. Ashrei kol choychei loy. Fortunate are those that yearn low. And low is a remez that these perish oyhavav hatzaddikim. Let's look at the side of the page. On the side of the page, in the Mefarshim Dibur, it says, Ratzel loymar. Davar acher. Alma sheloy kosav b'chad lishna. Why is there a grammatical inconsistency in this pasuk? Oyavecha verse oyavav shemirames al lamid v'lamid vav on 30 kama v'lamid vav tzadikim shenikru'u oyavav shehein ke'avram avinu. They are like Avram Avinu shenemar be that it says by Avraham zera Avraham ohavi. The word Ohavav is a code word for Avraham, because the only person that it says in Tanakh is Hashem's beloved is Avraham. Avraham is called Ohavi. So there are people in this world that imitate Avraham. They're part of his team. Sheyizku le'osid, they in the future they will merit lecho'ir to shine. Kitzeis Hashemesh bigvirosei. The Omar, Dimituroi Dimilas Loi, Bigamach Lamed Vav. How do you know the number 36? Where do you get the number 36? Because it says Ashrei Kol Choychei, those who yearn Loi to him, to Hashem. And the letters Lamed Vav means 36, which tell us the Omar, Dimitur Dimilas Loi. The Pasuk could have written Ashrei Kol Choychei, those who yearn. It's obvious they're yearning for Hashem. The word lo is extra. It's coming to teach you that there are 36 people. Nilmad lamed vav tzadikim. The lamed tzadikim nilmad me ve'avram hoyoy yihiyeh. Milas yihiyeh begematria lamed. The word yihiyeh, that's an easy gematria. 2 yuds, 20, 2 hays is another 10, 30. So here is the source. The gematria lamed. So there are two here. He's telling us the whole thing. He's only dealing here with two numbers: the number 30 and the number 36. The number 36 comes from the pasuk Ashrei Kol Choychei Loi, Loi Lamed Vav 36. The other pasuk where Hashem blesses Avraham, the Avraham Hoyo Yihyeh, he will be. The word Yihyeh is the gematria 30. We have 30 that we associate with Avraham. Now, by the way, when it says Oyhavav, Avram is called Ohavi, my beloved, and that's why that also alludes to Avram. So here we have, here is the answer to the mystery. And the answer in the big picture of things is that this pasuk over here is telling us, we want to tell us that the Oyave Hashem, the Oyhavav, Kitseis Hashemesh Bigvurasoi, it was not spelled Oyavecha, because we want to make the gematria work out. We want to make the gematria work out for David and for Avraham. Why these two people? So it seems pretty obvious, because one is the first and one is the last. Avraham was the first one to be makir Ribbono Shel Olam. And then there's Yitzchak, and then there's Yaakov, and then we go to the Shvatim, and then we go to all the great people of this generation. And who is the last one that's going to come into the end of days and lock it in and be mashlim the hakara of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world? It's going to be David. Avram was the first, and David is the Melech HaMashiach. The Melech HaMashiach is David. Is David? He represents David HaMelech. So the first person, last person, this is the bookends of the recognition of the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. The wicked people will be eliminated, and what will we be left with? We'll be left with the first person to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Baal HaBira, and the last person to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Baal HaBira that actually implements everything that Avraham Avinu wants and closes the world. These are the two bookends, and therefore we take the word, we don't say Oyavecha, but we take the word Oyhavav, which is the convenient gematria of 36 or 30, all depending on how you want to go and manipulate this word. David with the Yud is going to be the gematria 26. And we're able to extract a David, and we're able to extract an Avraham Avinu, which are the two bookends of creation. And that's the reason why the pasuk went out of its way to be inconsistent, to draw your attention to David and Avraham, the first and the last. And I always like to talk about this, is where does David come from? Where does David really come from? David really, to a degree, is an outsider. David comes from Moav, Rus Hamoavia. That's the dominant gene. The dominant gene is Rus Hamoavia. Where does Rus come from? Rus comes from Lod. Where does Lod come from? Haran. Where does Haran come from? Terach. In other words, Mashiach is really going a step backwards. Terach is a very complicated person. We very easily dismiss Terach as a troublemaker and an embarrassment to the Jewish people. He's an embarrassment. Pesach Seder, Mitzchila, Oivde Avodah Zorah, Hoyu Avoseinu. V'yachshav Kervonu HaMakom LaAvodasai. And what do we say? Terach, Avi Avram. Why do you have to embarrass Avram Avinu? Could you imagine if a big Rebbe comes to town, and he has thousands of Hasidim, and he comes in a special automobile, and they bring out a chair, you know, all the shtick of a great Rebbe. Mayor, you familiar with this stuff, Mayor? And you say, oh, we want to welcome the Rebbe, and everyone should know the Rebbe, his Zayde was an Avi Avodah Zarah. Is that how you make an announcement? You have a scholar, okay, you have a scholar in residence here, you invite Rabbi, we have a scholar in residence, we want to welcome a scholar in residence, Rabbi. Rabbi says, fool, the Rabbi gets into jail. Everyone should know that the Rabbi's grandfather, he sat in jail. He was a criminal. He was a criminal. He was a meshuggah. Everyone should be very well aware. Everyone should be aware that our scholar in residence is a ganf, is Zayda. What are you doing over here? What are you doing? What are you doing? You don't do that. When you want to go and build up a person, you acknowledge who he is, and you don't have to. You're selective yichus. Selective yichus. You know, you trace. Oh, his Zayda was this. You know, he had another Zayda that was a big Rasha. Selective yichus. You don't have to go mention. You don't have to hang up everyone's dirty laundry. So why then, on Pesach Seder, when we're inviting the Ovis, the whole Pesach Seder is Av Ubein, and who is the Av of Klal Yisrael? Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Why do you have to embarrass the Ovis and say Mitchila Oiv Yavod Zohar Avoseinu Terach Avi Avram Terach? You have to go mention that the Zayd of Avraham, the father of Avraham, was an Oiv Yavod Zohar. What is going on over here?
Magnifies how great Avraham was, regardless of who was.
But you don't do that today. Okay, if you have a scholar in residence comes to your shul.
At least two big Rosh Hashiva that had a father that was forget about it, and it magnifies to me who they.
To you, but you would never publicly say that. To you personally, wow, what? But when you invite this person to be a scholar in residence, and the whole shul is sitting there, and you introduce him, everyone here should know that this Rosh Hashiva, he's so great. You know why? Because you know where he comes from? He comes from garbage. And look what he made out of himself. It's not min hanimus. It's true. You can think about that to yourself. You can talk about it to yourself. But to publicly go and reveal the where the person comes from, it's a dever pella.
That they do that
at the mirror, they'll always say how Nussin Svi came from a plain Pashat to house.
Plain Pashat is plain Pashat.
Public school, a day school, right. Whatever, and he became a Rosh.
So I have two answers. Two answers. Number one, there's a very big difference coming from just saying that he came from a plain, simple family versus saying that he came from Rosh Hashanah. Number two, you would never say that in public.
They do say
they do.
You, that's how you introduce him? No, I say this when you talk among yourself. But
not amongst.
When you introduce him, let's say the yeshiva dinner. The yeshiva dinner, and he's going to speak, and you get up to the podium to introduce him. You're the MC, and you introduce him. Will you say this as your introduction to the... Never. You'll talk about it in public when he's not present. You see what you can become? You don't have to have big yichus. You can become the Gadol Hadar.
From the Megillah, when it says, Ben Yoyir, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish. And it leaves out...
Very good. So Rabbi Mayevsky is supporting me. He leaves out because you don't want to go mention... You don't want to go mention people that made mistakes that are not favorable in this situation. So why then at the Seder do we mevaze Avraham Avinu and we say that he comes from Terach who's an Oved Avodah Zarah? The answer is there is a mile in Terach. Terach at the end did teshuva, okay, but that's not really what we're focusing on. Terach is the Makor of Mashiach. Aravinu, we don't ignore Terach. Terach produced Haran. Who produced Lot? Who produced the Melech HaMashiach? Terach is, to a degree, a partner in Klal Yisrael. Terach, as I'll say, was the person who invented Kavod. Until the time of Terach, no one had any respect for anyone. Everyone was... There's no such thing as this person walks into you, stand up. Terach decided that Nimrod is the best of all of us. He's the strong, he's the Gibor Chayil. So if Nimrod is the mightiest warrior of all of us, when Nimrod walks in the room, everyone should stand up. Until that point in time, who's this guy? He's Nimrod. Who's Nimrod? He's the mightiest person and he can kill anyone. He's the biggest warrior. Who are you? He's this guy. So how come you're all sitting around the table and everyone is the same? There's no... If he's the strongest guy, he should sit at the head of the table. What? Who said? Just because he's the strongest person, just because he's the richest man in the room, he should sit at the head of the table just because he's the Gibor? Terach was a person, he contributed to this world. Chazal say this, Kavod. He invented the concept of Kavod. And that kavod, his son developed further, took that concept. Why don't we give that kavod to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Avram was the son of Terach. Avram took a mila from his father of kavod and took it the same way his father invented kavod and he gave kavod to Nimrod, the biggest retzeach, the mafia boss. Why don't we take that concept of kavod and give it to the Ribbono Shel Olam?
Magdish it.
And that is why Terach is the one that comes from Malchus. What is Malchus? The Malchus of Malchus is the Kavoid Malchus. Baruch Shem Kavoid Malchus Ol Yoylam Voed. David is Bedafka, a product that connects directly to Terach. Because Terach is the one who invented Kavod and Malchus is Kavoid. See, look in this generation in England. They have no power anymore. Okay, the King of England, Prince, no longer Prince, King Charles. He has power. He has nothing, garnished. Don't have respect. They have no little power. But what do they have? Why are they so enamored with the King and the Queen and the Prince and this and that? Kavod, royalty. All royalty today has been reduced to is in its purest form. In its purest form is Kavod. There's no power anymore. They don't have any power. Kavod they have. Kavod. It's a concept that still, it's a dogma for us. What normally, we Malchus, you have Kavod, so the way you reinforce the Kavod is you give them power. Here's the Chakira. A king has two things. A king has two items. He has Kavod and has power. What is the Ikur and what is the Tofel? I would assume, right off the bat, the Iker is the power. He's in charge. And once he's in power, secondary, Mimela, you give respect for him. Just the opposite. The invention of Kavod is a Koyach in and of itself. In order to reinforce Kavod, you give power. The common man will tell you that there's power, money talks. They print, whoever prints the money, whoever owns the printing press of the money machine, they have power. And once they have power, to them you give respect. That's the way it is in the world today. And we're so brainwashed, we can't even have a mina. It can be any other way. But the truth is, it's the opposite. The truth is, Terach created something called Kavod. It's a very powerful thing. Happened to be because Nimrod was the most powerful person in the world, and Mamela, that's why he gave him Kavod. But he created Kavod. He gave Kavod. We today, we give power in order to be mechazek the concept of why should we mechabed you? What makes you special? It's a ruchniyistic thing to give Kavod. It comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. In the male, in this world, we give people power in order that there should be covered.
Why can't you, instead of calling it power, why can't you call it Yira and covered?
So there's Yira Saroimimus. Yira Saroimimus is basically covered. It's the same thing. Yira Saroimimus. There's Yira because you're afraid, but Yira Saroimimus is the ultimate covered. Any event, over here, there's an interesting Chazal. He's saying over here, Sefer Hasidim, he's emphasizing two individuals, Avraham and David. Why these two more than anyone else? So I'm just suggesting to you two different ways to look at this. Number one, Avraham was the first. He was Echad Hu Avraham. He's the one that recognized the Ribbono Shel Olam. David HaMelech, the Melech HaMashiach, which we connect to David, is the one that will bring the Hakara of Avraham, that Hashem is the Baal Habira, to the entire world. V'hoya Hashem lemelech al kol haaretz. Bayom hu yeh Hashem echad shmo echad. David is the one that will bring to fruition the vision of Avraham Avinu. They're the two bookends. But it's also, it's in reversal. Where did David really come from? David really came from the same Makor as Avraham. Avraham came from Terach, and David comes from Terach. They share in common Terach. Terach is the person from whom, on the one end, is the father of Avraham, and it's also the father of what Avraham needs. He needs to bring to fruition his Hakara of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Terach was a person. He had Avram. Avram saw, look at this. This is a Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, and now what? Now what? The whole world should be makir that is a Ribbono Shel Olam. The world said to Avraham, you stay on your side and we'll stay on our side. Avraham ho ivri. How is Avram going to take his akar and bring it to the other side? He needs David. He needs the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. He needs the Melech HaMashiach. So where is Avram going to get that koyach from? From his father. The other dimension of his father. His brother, Haran. Haran had Lot. Lot had Ammon and Moav. Moav had produced David HaMelech. So David, Avram Avinu, his brother, it's like two brothers basically, are bringing the shlemus of them together, are bringing the Ribbono Shel Olam's Hakara throughout the entire world, and that's why they're both packaged together in this one word of Ohavav. Okay, let's stop with that. Now I want to talk about a topic today, a very simple topic of Shloshim Yoyim Kodem HaChag. We are now holding